To hear all the clips of the show like this and more, please sign up to our weekly Nolan newsletter at bbc.co.uk/Nolan. We've been contacted by a caller, Gavin, who, here we go, this time of the year again, has a concern over flags in Glengormley. Have a listen to this.
Stephen, I just want to point out a few things about stirring up tensions in Glengormley. They've put Union Jacks the whole length of the Antrim Lane or up beside KFC in Glengormley. It's the first time it's happened in 18 years.
Have they?
And I'm just wondering what's going on, to be honest.
When did they start going up?
Well, they went up yesterday. About 15 of them appeared with a few big letters and put the Union Jacks right up all around a wee child's crest and stuff. And that right up as far as Sandydos. Now, normally they just keep it to the centre of Glengormley, but this year they seem to be trying to stir up tensions, you know.
And why do you think they're just trying to stir up tensions? Why do you say that?
Well, I have no idea, mate. What it is, we're residents of Durnall, we want to do is live in peace and harmony and unhindered to go about our daily business. And we wake up in the morning, there's about 10 or 12 big Union Jacks, 6 foot Union Jacks outside your house. It's a bit intimidating, you know.
You've contacted the police.
Yes, the PSNI says they want nothing to do with it because there was no breach of the peace. Yet, if we go out to take the flags down, it could create a breach of the peace. And I've no doubt that if anybody goes out to take the flags down...
Well, who's told you that now?
The police have said that.
The police have told you if you take those down, it's a breach of the peace?
Yes, if you go out to take the flags down, you're likely to cause a breach of the peace and they'll have to get involved. Yes.
So putting them up isn't a breach of the peace, but
exactly.
Taking them down is? How does that work?
You tell me.
Well, they're only Union Jacks, I guess. People could argue they're the flag of the country.
Well, people would argue, but Stephen, you know the historical side of that argument. So we'll not go down that road. All we want to do is live in peace and harmony and free from sectarian intimidation and harassment.
Well, does the flag really intimidate you?
Well, it does. Yes, it does. It's not a nice atmosphere for my kids and stuff to be running about up and surrounded with bunting and injections and all that sort of stuff.
And you phoned the police asking, could you go up and take them down? You wouldn't have really taken them down, though, would you?
Well, see, to be honest, Stephen, it could happen yet. People just don't want to live in that environment. So what do you do?
Really? So you and your friends are contemplating taking them down?
Well, Stephen, listen, I'm not getting involved in anything here. All I want to know is why is the flags allowed to be put up? Why was the cops sitting watching them being put up? And why was there nothing done? And why is nothing being done about it? That's all I want to know.
Well, we don't know if the police were watching, do we?
Well, yes, we do know because I sat and watched the police watching them. Yes.
Did you?
Yes.
So the police sat in the car?
Police sat in the car and watched them put them up. Done nothing about it. Absolutely nothing.
Whereabouts is this?
It's on the Antrim Lane, just out by KFC.
I know it well.
Yes, you would know KFC well, Stephen, to be honest.
Yes. Okay. Well, look, leave that with us.
Stephen, the residents are very reluctant to perpetuate any trouble up there and they don't want any hassle. All they want to do is live in peace and harmony and that's it.
Is it peaceful the rest of the year?
Well, you know the story, Stephen, when it's coming and they run up the 12th. It's the same thing every year.
Yeah.
With a big arch getting put up in Glengormley, which is, they just seem to have a free run to do whatever they want. The police close the road for them and allow them to put this arch up and stuff. So, I don't know what's going on, Stephen. That's why I'm following you, to be honest.
Let us find out from the cops.
Right, okay.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, dead on. Cheers.
Right, well, we were in touch with the police. They wouldn't come on. Chief Inspector Stephen Reid said in a statement, the removal of flags is not the responsibility of the police in Northern Ireland. The police will only act to remove flags where there are substantial risks to public safety. And they talk about until a joint protocol in relation to the display of flags in public areas is updated, the police will continue to work with communities, they say. Duncan Marrow is with us this morning, lecturer in politics, worked for many years in community relations. Alliance Party member. Is it not a bit bizarre, Duncan, that you can't be done for putting the flags up, but you can be done, possibly, for bringing them down again?
Well, I think that is the underlying issue, this sense that there's a rule for some people and not for others. And, you know, it brings this whole issue of whether the flags are a question of celebration or whether they're intimidation right up to the floor, because it feels, I think, to a lot of people that there are some people who can just walk up the street and put them up and nobody stops it. And then if anybody else moves, then they will be intimidated directly and that there'll be no protection against that. And that is a really big problem. And so flags then cease to be about celebration for a lot of people. They, look like intimidation. And I think that's just this regular, every year disaster we have.
It happens every single year.
Yep, every year. And in some sense, we're going round the circle again here because there's no willingness to... I mean, they had these talks, the half talks years ago, and that wasn't talked about. Now, in theory, we're meant to have a flags commission starting, but everything seems to have gone away with the welfare crisis, and so there won't be much progress in that. And in a way, of course, it's a big distraction because we'll go round the circle again and we'll get more and more uptight and things won't get any better.
Yeah, I think it goes back as far as the days when I was presenting in City Beat, for goodness sake, people coming on asking why the police were doing nothing and the police saying it's not their responsibility.
Well, I mean, I suppose if you point out the flags...
Whose is it then?
Yeah, I know, and that's the point. But I suppose everybody just talks about flags. But actually, the issue is what is the responsibility is to know what are the rules and who's enforcing the rules here. And it's because nobody knows what those are. You can stick up 1 year a Union Jack, next year it might be a paramilitary flag, the year after that, who knows what. But the end of the day is there doesn't appear to be any rules. And when you ask, there's nobody enforcing any rules. And that just means that some people appear to be able
handy
to
that, isn't it?
Do what they like. Yeah,
handy that. Very, very handy. James in Belfast. Morning, James.
Hello, Stephen. How you doing?
Go ahead, James.
It's just with regards Tigers Bay, sort of Yorkgate area. What we're seeing over the last couple of days is we've seen a shared space at the traffic columns of where now they're all painted red, white and blue.
Are they?
The poles, yeah. The poles are painted red,
where is
white
this?
And blue.
Where?
Just at the entrance to Tigers Bay, just at the bottom of the new lot, sort of, is if you're turning left, just at the lights there, the junction, the main junction. You have all the traffic poles painted red, white and blue. You have 6 foot flags the whole way over the traffic poles. Not that I have anything against anyone else's religion or what flag they come under. It's just that it's intimidating when you're walking down towards Yorkgate and you look to your left and you see paint everywhere. You know, you had the guy in Belfast City Centre who painted a heart on the ground as a part of a... I think he was some kind of event.
That's right. Do you remember it? He got done for it.
He got done for it, but it was then overturned by the courts. The courts overturned that decision. But he had to go to court to get that overturned. But yet, year in, year out, we have curbs painted red, white and blue in their own areas. That's fair enough. It's within their own areas. I'm a shared space. But why is nothing being done about it? Why is it allowed... Why is it allowed to be done? I don't understand that, especially when there's a main police pole there with a swingy camera what watches all what's going on within
the police are going to do nothing. The police are going to do nothing about it. They say it was nothing to do with them.
But why? Because I'm a taxpayer. To get that cleaned off, it's going to come out of my money. Why is it being allowed? You know, it just fuels tension. That's all it does. It just fuels tension tonight with we have people on about Glengormley, you know, which is a shared area too.
Why do you feel intimidated by the colours of the country?
No, I certainly don't feel intimidated. People have their own choice whether they class themselves as British or whether they class themselves as Irish. I have nothing about that. But why does people feel the need to make their identity strongly known, especially in the shared space? Why do they need to paint the curbs?
Maybe they're doing it to annoy you. Maybe they're doing it to annoy you and you're biting.
No. Why do they need to do it? There has to be a motive behind it. Why would you go out? Obviously, this has been in the middle of the night, you would think. Why would you go out in the middle of the night and decide to paint the curbs? Why would you do that? What's the reason behind that? I would like to know.
They would say it's part of their tradition. They would say it's part of their culture. They would say to mark the event during July.
No, that's nonsense, like, if you ask me. Maybe that's my opinion. Maybe it'd be interesting to what people in them areas think.
Well, why
they
do you
think it's nonsense.
Why do you think they're doing it?
Well, I don't know. I can only surmise.
Well, let's get Jim Wilson to tell you, local community worker. Jim, tell him, why do they do it? Why do they paint the flags?
Well, Stephen...
Or paint the curbs.
Morning, Jim. Someone of himself. Good morning. And it's a lot to do with you interviewed Mervyn Gibson there, and... it's a lot to do with the erosion of our culture, and it's a lot to do with people feeling that everything that we have fought for over the last X amount of years in this war seems to have been given away. You mentioned, Stephen, and this is the same thing.
They were painting curbs, by the way, long before the Parades Commission was ever heard tell of.
I understand all that, yes, and that was all about identity and about culture. And I mean, what you mentioned about three...
This is about marking territory, Jim. Just spell it out to this caller.
Jim, you're talking nonsense. You're talking nonsense.
Let me finish.
Stephen, of course it's about marking territory, Jim.
£1,000 there in reference to Twaddell Avenue. You multiply that, you know, by the months in a year, it gets about £3 million. £300 million was spent on Bloody Sunday inquiry. And yet of all, you constantly go on about what's spent at a legal protest camp up there. So what is this all about?
It's weird that you can go from talking about painting curbs to talking about the Bloody Sunday inquiry.
You explain to me explain to me how a flag or paint is intimidating you. Just you explain that to me.
Well, let him explain to you.
I would really
explain. Right, Jim, I'll answer in a second.
Hold on, you two. Now, hold on, both of you. Okay, explain to him, James.
Right. So, painting a shared space with red, white, and blue.
Where's the
shared traffic column.
Where's the shared space?
At the entrance where Tigers Bay meets the New Lodge.
Is that the same shared space you're talking about between Catholic and Protestant up at Twaddell Avenue? Is that the same shared space you're talking about?
Is no, Jim, because the difference between Twaddell Avenue, the difference between Twaddell Avenue is...
Hold on now.
Can I answer your question first?
Hold on, both of you. Hold on. If you both shut over each other, it's useless.
No, but Stephen, I need to answer.
Hold on, Jim. You can respond in a second. Go on, James.
Right, so... The difference between Twaddell Avenue and the difference with the bottom of the New Lodge and Tigers Bay is that in Twaddell Avenue, it's within their own area, Jim. I've made that quite clear at the very start of speaking that it's within their own area. Where Tigers Bay is, at the traffic lights, that is not within their own area. That is in a shared space where children cross at a light, where old people cross at a light and might feel intimidated. Is that not right, Jim?
No, you're wrong. Because I draw, funny enough... You know, and luck prevails that I was over at the Shankland meeting last night. I drove through Tigers Bay, and the painting that I seen, the curbs on the lamppost are all within the Tigers Bay area. Now, if I'm wrong, I'll admit I'm wrong, but that's what I seen last night. And luckily enough, that's the way I choose to go to a meeting and the Shore Road. So, as far as I'm concerned, that is not shared space. You just identified it yourself. Explain to me how it intimidates you, but...
Jim, I said at the very start of this interview that I'm not intimidated by flags. What people see as their identity in this country, they can have as their identity. What intimidates me is where shared spaces, you may differ, shared spaces that are used between Catholic, Protestants and all others of different religions, people to say to paint poles, paint traffic column poles, not just curb, traffic column poles. The reason I could not tell you why do they feel the need to do that in a shared space.
Well, let Jim Wilson.
Why did the police let them?
Well, let Jim Wilson tell you. And there's no need for you two to shout at each other. You can have a conversation.
I have no problem having a conversation, but he needs to explain what he means by a shared space, because where I seen the paintings last night, and that's the first I'd seen Tigers Bay painted in a long, long while. I'd seen it all within the Tigers Bay area when you came down and down from the New Lodge. It's all within Loyalist area. There's flags, there's large flags, and there's painting right up to a certain level along that footpath and that there. Now, that is people within their own identity. And the more and more stuff happens to our community, the more and more people will respond like that.
Where else, know? Jim Wilson, in the United Kingdom, do they do this? Do they mark territory? Where else do they do it in Britain?
What do you mean by marking territory?
If this is a sign of being British, where else do they do it in Britain?
Well, they do it all over, whenever they're celebrating Queen's Jubilee, when they're celebrating things to do with the monarchy, all over England. Maybe you don't...
They don't paint curbstones.
No, they don't paint the curbstones.
They don't paint curbstones, Jim.
Stephen, they do.
I would be interested in seeing the pictures, Jim.
They paint them with stuff that can come off, and they also paint lamp posts and all, and they decorate their streets and all the rest of it, so they do celebrate.
And if this has been done in a shared area, Jim, is it really on?
And Stephen, listen, define a shared area, because I see Twaddell Avenue and I see that road, Crumlin Road, and that area there as a shared space and a shared area.
For the centre of town, for the curbs to be painted red, white and blue in the centre of town. Would you find that acceptable?
I didn't say it was right anywhere. I'm explaining to you the reasons.
Well, I'm asking, would you find it acceptable?
Listen,
that's a short area.
I was a kid that used to do that. Right, years ago. And I'd done it, and I'd put flags up, and I still do. Still put flags up, and still put streamers up. I see no difficulty with that within my own area. Within shared space, I believe that within a shared space, we should get agreement with each other on the things that we need to do. And as Mervyn Gibson said earlier on, when people dig their heels in and want to turn around and make things offend them, well, you know, some people go out of their way to be offended, you know, but I don't understand why you're saying, and even in a shared space, how it offends you, how does colours or a flag offend you? You know, it used to be I hated the tricolour. It doesn't bother me now. I drive through the National Stadium and see a tricolour.
And that's a question back to you, James, that you haven't answered yet. Why does it offend you?
I said at the very start, Stephen, before Jim came on, the flags and people's identity do not offend me.
You said you found the curbstones and things intimidating. Why?
No. I says that people will find them
intimidating. Well, why do they find it intimidating?
Because, like I said at the start, Stephen, it's in a shared area. That's like me getting in. That's like others getting into that same shared area and painting it green, white and orange and putting up flags, you know. I don't agree with flags even in nationalist areas being flown from the lap posts because I think it's disrespectful of the flag.
David in Belfast. You know what I mean? Morning, David. Hello, David.
Hello.
Go ahead, David.
I just want to ask, see the first fella was on about getting the flags down in Glengormley.
Yes.
Right, I don't care if a flag ever went up anywhere, right, but if people put them up, does he phone up whenever there's tricolours put up the off stand to get took down?
Well, we're at the stage now where we don't. He's been told, we've no idea how to stand this up or not. We've been told that it could be a breach of the peace. I guess it depends what happens.
Yes, but it'd be a breach of peace too if somebody went to take a tricolour down somewhere else. I'm just wanting to know. I don't care about flat. It's like somebody's just wanting to be intimidated. If they go up for a month or two in Ardoyne, Tricolours, whatever, or the old park where I drive down, I couldn't care less. Brilliant. Let them put their flags up. But I'm wanting to know, is he just saying, I want Tricolours to stay up, but I don't want Union Jacks up? He's phoning up to say he wants Union Jacks taken down. Does he phone up when there's Tricolours up to say, oh, that will intimidate Protestants?
He just says he wants to live in peace with his neighbours.
I know, but I'm asking you, why did you not say to him, if there was tricolours put up, would you phone the police to take them down?
Let me see if I can get him, all right?
Right, get him, because right. I'd love to hear, because...
Well, let you stay there, and I'll try to get him.
I'm staying, I'm not going away,
right,
you know.
Stay there, I'll try to get him.
I have a question for Jim.
Yes.
We've had that incident that we had the guy in Belfast City Centre for painting on the ground a heart being prosecuted. Courts overruled. Would he agree that if people are caught painting the curbs, whatever colour they wish to paint them, should they also be prosecuted if the police stop them or if the police catch them? Would he agree with that?
I thought it was wrong to prosecute the guy in the first place. So,
all right. Great answer, Jim.
Well, that's a fact. I thought it was an absolutely ridiculous thing that they've done. And I think anybody with any common sense would say it was as a wrong thing to do. But when you're a kid and you're out there and there's certain things happening within your community and you want to try and express your identity and your... And I'm not saying for 1 minute painting curbs is right because it was stopped. We used to do it in East Belfast and it's something that sort of has stopped in over the last long while. You know, what you, and see whenever you get these things to a point where you do get the kids to not to do these things, there's no absolute credit given them for it. What happens is, whenever you do something, there's a reaction, and then people come out and say, oh, that's wrong, you shouldn't have done that, and all this. But see, whenever you get people to stop doing it, there's no one says, I wonder who was behind those flags not getting, those paramilitary flags not getting put up. I wonder who was behind not getting those flags thrown outside the chapel. I wonder who was behind not painting the curbstones. You know, so when you analyse these things down, no one sits back and says, well done, lads, you've done a good job there, because it's never, ever said. What is done is they shouldn't be doing this, they shouldn't be doing that, and they shouldn't be doing this. But see, when things do get to a point where they're stopped, you know, no one gets the credit for doing it within our communities.
Here's Jim.
I agree with what he says, but I mean,
to me, I think it just defaces the area as well. You know what I mean? You know, I think it just defaces the people's area. Like, I mean, you have the Tigers Bay and the New Lodge area. I mean, the community relations are fantastic. They have working groups on year in, year out. So, you know, Jim said earlier on at the start of him being asked some questions that this is the first in a long time Tigers Bay have decided to paint curbs and put up as much flags as what's been put up. I would then ask the question, why have they then decided this year to paint the curbs and put more flags up if it hasn't been that in a long time, as what Jim said?
Let me bring in Jim Glengormley. Morning, Jim.
Morning, Stephen. How are you? Stephen, as you said, I actually live in the Glengormley area. Now, I'm of Roman Catholic descent, so people are just lining up to be offended here. Currently, as the gentleman said at the start of the show there, there's Union Jacks in Glengormley. Over Easter, there was the Starry Plough. There was also the tricolour being flown in Glengormley. In my opinion, all it does is run down the area. It's people marking their territory. It looks pathetic. And it's just...
Why does the flag look pathetic?
I'm not saying it was the Union Jack or the tricolour look pathetic. All I'm saying is that people are dinosaurs now. We need to move on from this. It's glorification of either the Easter raisin or glorification of King Billy, King William, whatever you want to call him. It's pathetic. We need to move on. It's getting boring now. And the people up on the hill, they only bring things like this up when it's coming around the voting season.